announce our speaker today will be Alo Wing. We're privileged to have them staying nearby for who knows how long, but for a while. So I'm going to take the opportunity to be able to hear from him, preaching for the first time, I think, in English. So it'll be a joy to be able to be part of that. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. God bless you. So it's my first time I'm going to preach in English, so all my mistakes, you're going to be the first. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's fine, sir. I can read all the verses, if you can hear with a mic or without a mic.
Can you talk loud?
We are not too big, though, yeah. We're going to be, this time, we're going to talk about missions. Right, because I was thinking, yesterday was Father's Day. You know that men's is not good with the dates. So, it's a Father's Day. Somebody can preach other guy over here. But, yeah, we couldn't change. It's too fast. Yeah, so we're going to talk about mission. Our mission going to be going through Acts and other chapters, and Sarah, we're going to be reading. So, what I can say? So, I don't want to just read because my mistakes are going to be really worse. I'm going to think really worse. So, Sarah can gonna read. I don't like just to be like talking to me. So, I'm going to ask you something. If you can answer me, like a little learning together, right? So, what do you think about missions? What is the missions? Why mission, right? Because, there is so many master duster can teach about theology, all this stuff. But we are missionaries, so I feel from the Lord to teach mission, to have the heart of the mission. So what means missions, right? Why to go to other countries? Why? Why is it that some people from the state, has put in their heart to go to other countries? So is the time right now or later? When is the time, right? So all these things we're going to be at least understanding. When to start the mission? That's the other question. When to start? Right now is the time? What's the time? Going to be the time? When is the time? So after when I finish, if somebody want to ask, I can give the study. So I can, because I didn't want to talk all these things because I don't know how long I have. Sarah? Half hour, 45 minutes. Maybe half hour because I don't want to talk silly things. But before I pray to start, I'm going to tell something so you can laugh about this. When you are in missions, when you have a group, we was working through a group, through a English class, but when we have a group team from the state, we have our own group from some church that we work for other missionaries. So they don't care if you are sick, but the group was over there. They don't care if you are sick, if you're feeling bad. Sarah one day was really sad, baby, I'm really sick, But this time, they need her because it's going to be the Holy Spirit talking through them. So Sarah, I don't want to go. You say, okay, drink this. Red Bull. Okay, do like this. Okay, are you fine? Yeah, okay, let's go. And at the end, it was okay, watch the kids, bling. You don't have time to say no because, if you say no, where are you going to find another translator? So in this time, it's really, we got to be careful that we don't eat too much, careful and all this. This week, but sometimes 1 week, sometimes 2 weeks. But I feel that the translators, they can't be sick. Yeah, so we're gonna pray first. Okay, so God can use me. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful time. Help me to speak from you and not to make so much mistake. It's my first time in English. So help me, Holy Spirit, speak through me so I can be saying your words to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Sarah, can you help me to to read, there is Acts, they say, the Master Duster in theology, they say Acts is a historic book. But I see many pretty things over there. You can read Acts 1:8 to start.
Acts
1:8. Uh-huh. Acts 1:8. We're going to start with Acts 1:8.
Okay.
Okay.
So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to... Oh, sorry. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
See, that Sarah made a mistake. Imagine me, they're gonna. They don't invite me to preach anymore. Yeah, so since that start in Judea, right? And then Samaria, and then at the ends, right? So, yeah, the next verse later we're gonna talk about, just to start. So I ask you in this morning, beautiful summer. Why mission? Who answered me? Why mission? Idea. Don't be afraid.
You got to know the name of Jesus.
What?
You have to spread the gospel.
Spread the gospel. Right. Another answer. Why missions? Why? Why is so important? Nobody? Yes, sir.
Jesus tells us to. He says, go.
Yes. Good answer. Another one. There is more answer.
Well, Paul said, if no one goes, then who will hear? If no one goes and preaches to them.
No one's go. Who going to preach, right? Go ahead, sir.
Well, by knowing other places, you learn more about the world, you learn more about other people, and you can learn things from other Christians in other parts of the world that you might not have considered or realized learning and helping you grow as well.
Yeah, some missionaries do that. They encourage other missionaries. Like Sarah's dad, go to encourage. They're like, I don't know, not energizing. Okay, you can do it. Okay, go again.
Yeah, we can.
But sometimes you can make big mistake if you don't have a training. Yes, I tell you why. Because one time in missions, do you know that Paul was called to preach Gentiles, right?
Yeah.
You know that. Why? Something is not just for because he, you know, because God, oh no, go preach the Gentiles, go preach the Jews. After a while, I understand why, because Paul was part of Gentiles, right? He knows the culture. Mm-hmm. One missionary, I have a couple of stories I can go all day, but I'm going to tell one couple of things. One missionary, ladies, you know, they feel from the Lord to go excited, you know, I want to be missionary that the church has sent, they sent her. And when they are over there, the first day I was like 19 with my friends. They're going to be in English class and then, you know, but that we didn't know they were missionaries. They two ladies. So one of them, when my friends goes to try to kiss her, and they, boom, no, like, it was like, she didn't know. Probably he knows, I don't know. But the thing over here was you got to have a training to go to other culture. Because if you refuse them, they don't going to come again, maybe. Because they feel awkward. That green guy is awkward.
Huh?
This, okay.
Trying to kiss her in the mouth.
No. It wasn't mouth. It's in Peru, just kissing in the sides. Right? So I'm going to punch it with it. But that's why we gotta understand the culture, because some culture really. I have a Muslim lady from my back. She said hi. He told me, "Wow, okay." You know, you don't understand the culture, but they are so homely. Come to
hospitable.
You gotta understand to reach them, right? Paul understand this culture, and then. And the other missionary says, I help them to build a house, a place to have a ministry to receive missionaries and then to stay over there for a while and then buy groceries and then go to the jungle. And this is, Aulo, I want to do this. Okay, I'm going to help you. And this missionary they have a mango trees in the back. Many mango trees. When this season, mango trees, there's so many mangoes around in the back of the house. You know what they did? They grab a bucket and then full of mangoes in the neighbor. Okay, I want to change this mango for vegetables to exchange. You know? You give me vegetable, I give you mango. I don't want to say the name of the missionary. That I was thinking, it's not, you know, even poor people, when they have something too much from this and doesn't cost very much, they don't do that. So he didn't understand the culture. One day, my friend, because I talked to these guys in the neighborhood, I said, these gringos are so stingy. They say like that. Oh, I'm sorry, they don't understand the culture, you know, they are like that. So they didn't know that every vegetable comes from the north, from the, you know, by boat, 5 days, or by plane. It's really expensive. If you see in little dirty table outside selling, it's not it's not cheap. They get to mix the groceries, but it's not cheap. So they feel awkward. They start a Bible study that nobody came from the neighborhood. I don't know. They don't care about the law, you know. I'm disappointed, but what did you did, you know, to them? So that's the thing. So one thing, if you want to go to other country, you got to have a training, at least to understand the culture. If you are master that in Bible, sometimes helps very much. But I have a training. Okay, the first verse was Acts 1:8, and then Sarah, can you read John 20:21? Really loud.
Okay.
Really loud. 20, 21. Okay, thank you.
20:21.
Yeah?
Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
Again, can you read again? Think this word. Think.
Jesus said.
As the who?
Father.
The Father. Sent to who? Jesus. And then you, the disciple, right? In this time. So who has the heart of mission?
The Father.
The first one. The Father, yes. So where start missions or the things to go preach, to share the gospel? The Father. Yes? So one thing we got to understand was the Father was the first thing sent to Jesus, and then the disciple, and then the church, and then whatever, who want to go. Right?
Yes.
So this is important because some churches over here, they think, oh, no, they're missionaries. No, you know, you can go. Now, everybody, like a body, is the church is to work in like a team. It's important. Maybe we are not missionaries from here. Maybe yes, I don't know how they consider. But if you have somebody was going to Navigators. Who was? You are going? When?
Huh?
Yes, you see? One time, Sarah is the third generation to be missionaries. Her grandpa, and then the Hubiers, and then Sarah. And then me, my first time, I'm trying. I'm learning. But this is another story. I'm so happy. This guy is not designed to have, you know, 4-car, big car, you know, to be in missions. Sometimes he's going to die like Paul, all the disciples, because he's not using his life to gain money, richness, you know, stuff. But whatever he feels is coming from the Father, from Jesus, and then God put him in him, right? Like Sarah. And mission, in some churches don't understand about mission, don't love mission. The way they're going to treat him is not going to be the same over here. Because we've been past a couple churches. He grew up in California, and the first church the sent Sarah's parents was from this church from California, and they sent to them to Brazil for 10 years to live in the small village of the Indian people. After that, they came over here, but I feel they didn't realize that Sarah grew up overseas because this church sent it to them, right? So other friends, when the second generation say, okay, I want to be missionary, I want to study linguistics, whatever they want to study. Wow, let's send to Canada. Let's send to study the best place, you know? The response of the church is different when they feel that they have the heart of missions. So these guys, was the father, he retired, you know, just playing golf. No, they don't want to play golf because they didn't work with as much they can. I don't know. But, well, we can play golf cheap over here. But in Peru, golf is for, you know, high people. So these friends, the father retired, and the next, these guys, one is pilot, I think, pilot. No mission, the small planes. No, the Sean is Melissa's brother. He was a pilot, and then they started for translate the Bible, and then but didn't have money. And the same church sent the father and the parents, and then are sending to them. I know they are silly guys, young, but let us to send us to the nicest school they can learn about that. They pay for them. Right? When the church feel like a take really seriously that this is coming from God, from Jesus, change everything, right? Like a body. All these churches praying for these guys. All these churches sending just not like, okay, God bless you. No, send money because money for everything right now. You can just grab, seed, corn and then change with the neighbor. It doesn't work like that very much over here. Some small beach, maybe, but not in the city very much. So mission. Why mission, right? So mission is important. So we got to understand and then to put in our heart that's coming from the Lord, from God, from Jesus. It was one of the last desire from Jesus. Go. Matthew 28:18 says that go, make disciples, right? All nations. Right? Can you read?
Yeah, 18-20. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
So the Jesus, the all authority sends you, right? Go. And you can start mission, of course, in your neighborhood. And we was reading Acts 1:8. So can you read again? It says Judea, Samaria, and then the end of there.
But you will receive power. You will.
You see, where is that mission? Judea was the town that they was living, or they was having fellowship, or they grew up, where the Jewish grew up, right? Samaria, and Judea was the neighbor. Could be, right? Could be Arkansas. Could be. I don't know. I would like to visit Israel. So they start, you can start in Judea, your neighbor. I don't know. We can pray how to reach our neighbor, right? We don't know. God knows how we can reach them as a team. And then to go Samaria, Arkansas, maybe Peru, maybe, I don't know. But they maybe your enemy, it was your enemy, maybe, your enemy, because Samaria was the other side, Gentiles. And then the end of there. You want to go? It's not easier. Maybe they're going to kill you in China or Asia. So we start over here. We can, I don't know, the leader of this church, we can do something. I'm going to ask them later, or maybe to do something like a body over here. It's really just one thing, you know. It's not that important, but my idea is to do something like a body, right? I would like to do, can we walk like a, in the street, like at least far a little distances, such a social distance, to do something, picking trash around. Can we do that? It's really weird. I don't know. Tell me. Monday, tomorrow. Can we do tomorrow like a spy? Who can help me? Yeah, go ahead. Good. Who can bring a trash bag? Trash bag? Okay. Gloves? Yeah. Who can give us a mask? Mask too. We can, you know, show the people that we're not. You know, we can show them we are not careful with the coronavirus. I don't know. If we can go without mask, it's fine. Mask is fine. Sir? You say that?
I
was saying you're going to bring mask. How's that? Okay. It's fine tomorrow. It's fine. Because if we learn a mission, we can start something like a body. It's not important like a mission to preach the gospel, but I still like a body. Right? If you come, the man is going to pick up some trash. I see from here, really close, really so many trash. You will see. Right? So we can over here, and the ladies can come if the kids can come. No. But if they, you can be praying for the men over here, because this is the thing, to work like a team. We are going, the lady is going to pray, and then because some crazy guys, you know, driving, drunk, you know, we can die. But I was coming the last week from Kansas. I didn't come for 2 weeks over here. It's not my fault. It's the gringos' fault. Really, really. My friend from missionary from Peru was, no, he's an American, he's missionary in Peru. He said, Aulo, come to Arkansas. I don't want to go to Arkansas. I was 1 week sick, allergy, like really swallow my face like this. I showed somebody over here. So I was really sick 1 week. I was, okay, I'm going to pick you up. Okay, come if you can. It's 4 hours. That guy was coming with the air condition from the car. It was a nice car, but the air condition was broke. It was so hot that day. But I didn't know what God was trying to teach me. It's about mission. You know, not silly. It's a personal opinion. It's not from some verses. I'm not trying to say the Bible is, you got to do this. But when I was in Arkansas, I was trying to be 3 days and to come back for service over here. But this guy, some guy called me and said, come to my house. Okay. I didn't have very much clothes. You know, I didn't realize every house has a laundry machine. In Peru, it's not the same. You got to wash it. So, okay, let's go to your house. I was learning from this old guy, from the Lord, and how they honor the Lord with the last day of his life. I was 3 days with them, with him. And the first day when we meet the other pastor, one of the pastors was from the mega church from over there. It's not my friend, just other friend invited him. It's the cross church. It's mega church, they say. I don't know that church. But this pastor came, and they are really crazy about the coronavirus because the people, maybe they don't want to come. 30% people, they don't want to come back to the church. They were saying, I was hearing. So the most solid Christian is small churches. They're going to come because they know everybody. They have fellowship like we, right? So they are really, you know, how many resources they have. If they start the coronavirus keep going, everything gonna change. The guy is really crazy, you know. But why? Why God is in control, right? So this when he was sitting down, I was learning from this pastor. There was another pastor. It was in the morning for lunch. It was other meeting. My friend was taking me like a crazy. I was so tired because we wake up 6 in the morning. I want to sleep because I don't sleep good because here the air is really weird, in, like in Peru. So my nose is closed. I have to put something. Yesterday I bought this. I'm shy to say that, but that's the way I sleep. But one day, I think I didn't, a couple of mornings, my headache when I wake up. Why? I didn't sleep good because maybe the air doesn't go to my brain. I don't know. But really huge, bad headache. So this guy was in the was trying to. So I ordered the food, and this lady, can you know how polite you are? I said, good morning, all the speech. I said, she doesn't care that how I feel, but it says like a speech. I, after a long time, realized, they say, how are you, you know? They don't care, how are you? But, well, if we have, but, well, it's a speech sometimes. But this guy, the old guy, no, the pastor says, how I can pray for you, straight. And the lady like was trying to say, and says, oh, it's a long time nobody asked me something like that. So I have my way to share the gospel, how to reach people, but I didn't know that just to say how I can pray for you. And the lady was shocked. I was feeling that his face changed. Yes, and now you can pray for this and this and this and this. Oh, all day. No, you gotta pray all day. I wanna go just go sleep. Why you pray after Lord like a whole morning meeting and day? Well, I was a little okay, let's go pray. The next week when we come back, trying to come back to Kansas, and this old guy, another lady, you know, hi, you know, this is the car, you know, what do you want? I recommend this. How I can pray for you? The lady started to cry. Now, every people, even whatever situation they are, they are dealing for in something, right? We don't know. Just we God, the heart of God is to reach them, to share the gospel. We don't care if they, sometimes you go, oh, what they are, you know, what they are dealing. But you say, maybe going to say, okay, The all this I said, okay, let's go to the church this Sunday. I don't care the church. Let's go, you know, you can have go. No, I'm tired. Or maybe we're gonna say, I am going to other church, you know, I don't know what kind of church, but they say just, you know, how I can pray for you can change everything because they know that we care about them. And then the lady opened his heart, said, you know, I'm dealing with this, I start to cry. You know, this and this. Another long list again. Oh, another morning over here. But I was learning from God that I didn't, all I say, you know, the Bible says this. No, God loves you. But when you, sometimes you can find the Lord the way how you can reach them, right? Of course you're going to teach later Bible, right? But the way how they're reaching, I don't know. One time I was in Montana. How long I have? I know. Half. You don't find? When you are a little bored and do like this. Okay. I was in Montana. I don't feel to how I reach these Americans over here. If I knock the door, I say, get out. You know? Happened to us one time when we was having a training. In Peru, if they say, get out, don't bother me. I go inside the house and we're going to drink some. Pop, okay, let's go talking. It's different for me over here because you know your people. And you know, one time we was with Sarah training in Montana, we was trying to talk to one lady. What are you doing? We are just praying for or was sharing the gospel. Like she weird, like refuse us. I feel like, you know, sometimes a mission is going to feel that way. It's not easy. Because they refuse us, but what we can lose? Nothing. Well, if you show you a gun, maybe we can start to run. But okay, John says 20. I'm sorry. I was just silly things I was talking about. I hope you learn. John 20:21 says, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent you, I send you." Right? So coming from the Father. And then Ephesians 3:8-10. Can you say it? It's fine. I'll wait for you.
"To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places."
In one part says, through who? Church. In the verse 10. Can you see? Through a church. You see? It's like it's coming from the Father and then the disciple, you know? And then it's like going like a team, like a body, like a church. So as a church, we can see, we can pray, and we can do something together. This tomorrow, like a training, little training. I hope they can refuse us. Get out from here. So it's for the Lord. Can you read Matthew 4:23? Healing, you know, Jesus healed the sick, and preached the gospel. So everything what he did was to announce the gospel, right? He feed people, he healed the sick people, but the main thing was to preach the gospel, that people can repent. You can go mission, if you are a missionary, you can share food, groceries, whatever, you know, help to even missionaries paying a nurse and doctors to, you know, help a small village with dentist stuff. But this is not the point. The point, the important thing is to share the gospel, right? If you're going to the navigators, find a way to share the gospel. Maybe you can say, how I can pray for you to your friend, right? They, you know, I hope that they don't give us a list for all week. But so Jesus was, everything he do was, the main thing is to preach the gospel. That was, you know, the mission. Mark, we're going to go really fast. Mark 1:38-39. Jesus, you can see over here that Jesus just not preaching the one place, it goes to other village, and even where he can preach in, even in the churches, like a synagogue was, you know, churches, Galilee, synagogues, right? So he preached in other village. You can preach in other village too, whatever Lord's put in your heart. Maybe there's a poor neighborhood that needs really God, and here I don't know where it is. There's a guy selling over here from the corner every day fresh tamales, free salsa. You see? You see, this guy is selling every day. Maybe he needs Jesus. We can do something tomorrow, maybe. Let's see how the Lord feels. Yeah, fresh tamales. We can, okay. Do you think if you go other nation, other city, they will respond? Maybe, if you have, maybe not, because if you have your idea, maybe if God send you, they will respond. God gonna give you the people. You can share the gospel, put the, to sow the seed, right? Sow the seed, but you don't gonna grow the seed. God gonna do it, right? So our work is to share the gospel. God, in His wills, gonna know. Maybe He is not coming this church. Maybe gonna go another church, Let them, if they repent, they say, okay, you find a church, pray for a church, okay, maybe in your neighborhood, another place, but are responsible to share the gospel, right? So, okay. So, do you think right now is the time to share the gospel? Anytime, right? Okay, anytime. So tomorrow, yesterday, the day after tomorrow, it's going to be the time. If it, Jesus doesn't didn't come, so it's time to preach the gospel. So let's do it tomorrow. Oh, to start this little mission thing in the church, like a body. Could be nice. I don't know what we're going to do, what we're going to what the Lord is preparing for us. I don't know. So how we can impact, how is our behavior to impact the neighborhood and then the other city and the world? You know, that we can be people of prayer, right? People of the world. We are the world. We're not going to sing that music. But I'm sorry. But people of the world, like Paul and Apostle, dedicate themselves to the world, right? To go. Now, people who give, don't be stingy. Me, I am stingy too. So, because the missionary is going to need resources, right? Paul, when they started his mission, the new Christian didn't understand these things, so Paul didn't want to be a burden to them, and then he started to build tents, houses, right? That was his first job, going missions. Do you know that or no? Who knows that, right? So if you, some missionaries goes and they can, there is always when they send to over there, but when they start a church, that Paul was doing working, and then he was doing mission, right? So people of prayer, then to be people of the world, and then people who give, and people who go, right? So nobody, of course nobody are going. Like a body, we can work together, you know, but some of them will go, like a body. I'm sorry, happy Father's Day. I forgot to say that. I'm sorry. I should have started with saying that. Happy Father's Day. Yeah, this is Father's Day. I feel really honored and privileged to share with you today. And then the fathers give us a big, huge responsibility to lead our house. You know? When the mom is cooking, you know, like, hey, Aulo, I'm leading the house. Sleep. But this is our work, you know? Even thinking, what am I going to do if I invest that in this thing? This crazy lady is going to be angry. Oh. But even if you are on the bed, you are thinking because God gives you, you know, the responsibility to lead your house. Right? It's a huge privilege, but huge responsibility. I'm learning. I learned with my first baby. Really bad daddy. You know, she can spank me. Like, because you are learning. No, you don't have a training. You don't have a school to be a parent. So if you are in the church, you can learn from God. The Bible says some stuff about how the parent can manage the kids, right? Maybe you can spank them, whatever you want. Well, I don't want to go to jail. But the thing is, I don't expect. Yeah, but I was learning from God in my first baby. And the second one, it was more easier, right? But as a father, it's a big responsibility and leading your house. So praise God that your fathers can be the good father to them. They can remind you. Maybe this my father was spanking me all the time. Maybe they can say that, or maybe they can say he was angry, but he controls, and he then teach me some, not say about verse, but I realize he's saying some I found in the Bible, whatever my dad says, Right? Sometimes the Bible says that, the Bible says that, the Bible says that. Well, maybe you can use some verses, and then after they're going to discover that whatever he was saying was in the Bible. Right? So one thing I say to them, I say, okay, let's go. When we go, somebody invite us to eat, I say, let's go eat first. So they don't see hungry to finish the food. So something, because in the Bible says, don't know, put a something knife in the neck and Proverbs for, in, right? So some discounsels to our kids. I'm sorry to use the knife. Okay. So did you understand mission a little bit? Do you think it's the work of just one people, from the disciples, from the missionary? Sarah, I'm not missionary. Sarah is a missionary. So it's like, first we got to have to pray that God can give us the heart of mission, to understand that it's coming from God, and then from Jesus, and then the other, and then the church, like a body, to work together. Right? So today is a Father's Day. You can go eat, you know, with your kids. And if you don't have kids, go see your fathers if it's close. But if you want this, you can just ask Sarah. You can just read through this. It's not mine. It's as a friend did. I'm sorry. So, but I can share with you. So we're going to pray for the Father's Day, and then God can give us a heart of mission to understand. And then tomorrow, what time we are meeting? 5? It's fine? Or it's 2, Sunny? 6 or 5? What time is good? Yeah, 5. You don't want to say, okay, I'm going to say 5. 5. I know the Americans really put on time. So in Peru, says 5, they come 7. Really. So it's fine, it's fine. Not too late, not too late. Okay, look, we can eat fresh tamales later over there. Okay, Lord, we pray because you are all we need. Thank you for this opportunity. Sorry for my mistake. They can understand the mission. It's more important than everything, so forgive our sins. We pray for the father of this church and all the father, Christian father, and then the other fathers, they don't have you in this neighborhood, and maybe in Arkansas and the other countries. We pray for them. Thank you for this wonderful time with the brothers and sisters. We can learn together, grow up together like a body, like a child of you. Thank you for this day, and bless the fathers. And you can give them wisdom, this and father this, from this church, and they can be, they can show you. They can show you like you want to be. Thank you for this morning, and thank you for letting me share your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please take your hand.